We're back again. This is Carolyn Dean with Living Catholic. We're speaking with Kim Engel and Deacon Pete Del Valle. Woo, I got it right that time. About a very, very, very exciting new thing that's happening in our Catholic Church. But first of all, they're going to tell you about something that's been happening for a very long time, which is Curcio. Tell us, what is Curcio? What does the word mean, and what is it all about? Deacon Pete, take the mic.
Well, the Curcio came to the United States, I would say in the late 50s, beginning 60s.
You're talking 19 or 18?
19. And the word Curcio, it's spelled C-U-R-S-I-L-L-O. It, I guess a good term for it would be little course. A little course
in
Christianity.
Oh, like a little class. Yes. Oh, okay. Little course, okay.
And it's an intense, it's not a retreat. It's retreat-like, but it's not, I wouldn't classify it as a retreat because it is intensive. It starts on a Thursday evening, and it ends up Sunday evening. But it is one thing after another, one talk after another, one activity after another. Just to add a quick story, I had one of my parishioners went to this last Curcio that we had over the weekend, and she came to see me, and she had three books. And she goes, Deacon, I want you to look at these books. These are the books I'm going to take with me so I could read. I said, honey, put those books away. You are not going to have time unless you're going to give up sleep.
Oh, she was bringing the books to the weekend?
Yes.
Thinking she'd have downtime?
Yes.
No.
The Curcio, the talks hit you in the face. They tell you it is 100% reality. They talk about what grace is, what habitual grace is, what actual grace is, and they talk about what obstacles we have to grace. So it is a hard-hitting weekend, but it changes lives. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually witness it with my dad, but I know that my dad was not the same guy after Curcio that he was before Curcio. But since I've been involved, I have seen changes. I actually was only 18 years old when I did my Curcio back in 1981. And again, I did not know that the Holy Spirit was guiding me.
That's because nobody tells you what's going to happen.
That's right.
It's a big secret.
That's right.
Everybody listening to this radio, you are sworn to silence.
and the reason for that is just that everyone's experience is different.
Yes.
Everyone has their own journey. And when it's like if you told someone the end of a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense. That's why when people tell me their opinions about movies, I'm only half listening. Because there are some really B-class movies that I love and other people hate. But that's the same thing with Curcio. Everyone has a different experience. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we don't really share details. We give you just an overview.
I think it's important for people to know that if you're coming to a Curcio, you are being ministered to by others.
Yes.
That have done Curcio and were ministered to by others who
Yes.
were ministered to. It's not like a team coming into town from somewhere else. It's
That's
people
right.
that have been through it right
That's
there
right.
where you are. So it's your neighbors and your friends, your
That's
family,
right.
and
That's
so
right.
forth.
And it's very disciplined. All the talks are the same talks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's different witnesses. Whoever's giving the talk will give a different their own personal witness. But the talks, the foundation of the talk are all the same.
Yes.
So.
And then after each talk, you are expected to take it in, concentrate, think
That's
about
right.
it, react to it. And so it's very personal.
That's right. That's
very
right.
personal.
That's right. And you have people praying for you throughout the world. And that's
yeah.
really what's amazing
yeah.
to me. The talks are called Royo, R-O-L-L-O. And the last few Curcio weekends we've had, my talk has always been about the people praying for you around the world and the what we call palanca, which is palanca is a.
Oh, now you're giving too much away.
I know. It's a Spanish word for lever, but it's all the prayers and sacrifices that people are doing for you.
Yes.
They don't even know you.
Yeah, and you find out about it, you go,
right.
whoa.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's pretty awesome.
So that always touches my heart. I mean, this year at the ladies' Curcio, we had these prayers, these palancas coming from Portugal, from Brazil, from Argentina. It's just incredible. Croatia. So to me, that really touches my heart that we are one body
yes.
in Christ.
Amen. And the
Holy Spirit is all throughout that movement.
So how, if people wanted to do a Curcio, how can they, is there an overall website where they can find out where they're going to be scheduled locally?
There is. I don't know what the website is off the top of my head. That sounds good.
Sounds
to me.
Good. PalmBeachCurcio.com. Sounds good. So we're in West Palm or North. Where are we? Palm Beach Gardens. Yeah. There's so many of them. When you're not from here, it's not easy to remember where you are. But I know Curcio is worldwide. It's not just in this country. It's all over the world.
Yeah, and it's very influential. So for me, I had mentioned my mom went and did the short course. I think of it like a short course on Christianity, or more specifically on Catholicism. But for me, my experience was really because I wanted my husband to come into Catholicism even more deeply, and he was hemming and hawing. And my mother had done Curcio, and she'd been trying to get us to do the retreat, and you do it as a couple when you're married.
Yes.
And it's beautiful for the reason behind that. But he was adamant. Like, she went to Medjugorje and brought back a rosary for him. And she would, you know, when she went to Jerusalem, she brought back a rosary from Bethlehem. And he used to say to me, "Would you tell your mom to stop giving me rosaries? I will never pray these." And now you can go on PalmBeachCurcio.com and go down to the witness talk and find Jeremy Engel. And you can read his testimony, because he is not only praying the rosary, but he's doing it with his family and he's making them. So he has his own little guns and rosaries rosary store.
Wow.
And he makes paracord rosaries. But
He has a rosary store?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He sells them and sends them everywhere. I know. Right now he's working through our family website, which is ShiraMinistries.com. Thank you. Shira is from the Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 24. She's a builder of cities.
Mm.
And so that's kind of where our ministry life as a family kind of really took off, was after we did our Curcio. And not only was his conversion very deep, but he went from not wanting any more children than our first two to coming home and saying, "I'm totally open to God's plans."
Wow.
And we literally conceived within 24 hours of a Curcio weekend. And there was another couple that did the same. So we have our Curcio babies. Yeah. They were born 4 days apart. And they're actually the godparents for our son.
Beautiful.
And we have a beautiful relationship through that. And it's actually through the Curcio community that I ended up, you know, really meeting Deacon Pete and some of the other beautiful sisters and brothers from that community, who ended up ultimately encouraging us to do Encounter.
Okay.
And helping my husband and I discern if we should be school directors for Palm Beach.
Okay, tell us, what is Encounter? Where did it come from? How did it get here? And we have to watch our time.
Okay. So Encounter Ministries was started by Patrick Rice and Father Thalen, Father Matthias Thalen, beautiful name. Out of Brighton, Michigan.
Okay.
And they have an
affiliation. Is that near Ann Arbor?
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
And they're very
big
much affiliated.
Catholic activity going on in Ann Arbor. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. The nuns up there. And
the sisters of, no wait, Mother Mary of, Mary Mother of the Eucharist, Dominicans.
Yes.
Yes.
And Sacred Heart Major Seminary,
where
Dr. Healy, Dr. Mary Healy,
and Dr. Ralph Martin and Scott
around there
Hahn
too.
All the big names, if you've been following anything at all Catholic.
So you can go on encounterministries.us and kind of learn more about the main ministry effort that Patrick and Father started. But it pretty much.
Tell us the name of the video they can watch. It's called
Fearless.
Fearless, yes.
Yes.
There's a video online YouTube called Fearless. You should watch that. See what that gives you a real feeling for what they're about.
Absolutely. And I was just, like I had mentioned before, I had gone through School of Christian Formation here in our local diocese.
Which is, for those that are listening, it's 12 classes over a period of 3 years where you just get the bare basics of the Catholic faith for adults.
Yeah. And then I did my Curcio, where I felt like I got the more intense short course. So after going through School of Christian Formation and then Curcio, I realized there was a whole part of our faith that I didn't really know much about, and his name was the Holy Spirit. So I learned a lot about the Father, right? You know, School of Christian Formation drives you a little bit deep into the Old Testament and the New, and like the connections there and Jesus, and then short course, you know, Curcio just makes you really excited to be a Catholic at that point. But, you know, in a short period, you don't really get to delve into, okay, well, now what does the Holy Spirit offer me? Like, how am I supposed to live out this metanoia that they talk about?
Yeah.
What's my fourth day supposed to look like?
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what it looked like with the Holy Spirit. So
you just used the word metanoia for our non-Catholic friends. What does that mean?
That's a great question.
It means it means follow up. It means continuing what you've
taken. Your conversion,
taken
like you're going deeper.
Yeah.
So my metanoia carried me into Encounter eventually, long story short. And I was so thrilled. Before I did Curcio, there wasn't really an opportunity for young people to learn about the Holy Spirit within Catholic faith. So I did spend some time, you know, reading non-Catholic books and sources, but and also being with some non-Catholic communities. And I'm so grateful that they welcomed us and weren't, like, Catholic bashing. That was huge. So just finding a community that wasn't going to, you know, make you lose your faith but was willing to embrace you and teach you was great. I knew the Lord was in that. But at the same time, we have all this understanding of Catholicism that's so rich and meaningful.
Yes.
And when you start having someone open up the Holy Spirit to you, and you already know a little bit from your Catholic faith, it's not as rich without the Catholic faith being present. So what Encounter came and did for me was show me the Holy Spirit at that point through the lens of our Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then it clicked. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, okay.
It was like, oh, that's what
fullness.
That's what I've been missing.
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, in their defense, until Encounter came around, I don't think there was any Catholic form of training
there
or
was
education.
Charismatic, but what they do is a very, very brief Life in the Spirit seminar, and and they pretty much, they just tell you very basic stuff, and then they expect you to just receive the Holy Spirit, and then they don't follow up, unless you personally, you know, fall in love with Scripture and pursue it on your own. But and then they do meet every week. Most of them meet every week, and they praise the Lord, and they listen to Scripture. But Encounter is so much more deep, so much more deep.
Yes, and that for me, I did a school of prophetic ministry with them in Brighton. My mom and my kids all went up because we homeschool, so we travel.
Oh my goodness,
and
Kim,
we did it together.
You're amazing.
That's grace. Homeschool is a vocation. It's a call. You got to really be prayerful about that. But it is a beautiful grace. But it was through just kind of checking Encounter out at that weekend that I really felt the call to bring the campus to South Florida. So at that point, we pursued how to become a satellite campus, because their program is something that you have to go through a local campus geographically.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to come in person. They want you to be a part of the community that you're building locally. So we did.
I want to say something real quick.
Sure.
From my brief experience at the intensive, they want you because a lot of the activation that happens is between you and another human being that you may not even know. And yet the Lord shows himself. So if you're sitting in front of a screen, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
So they do offer an online campus to people who are outside that geographic zone. And it's wonderful if you can't get to a campus. That's it's a beautiful option.
Mm-hmm.
And we do recommend that you try to do it if you're feeling called to it. But if you have the opportunity to go to a local campus, like, make the drive. We have people coming up from Miami.
And
I mean,
from Vero
and
Beach.
From Orlando, Vero Beach. Yeah. So there are ways to still be part of campus life and be involved. And I think you need to take those opportunities with Encounter. But, the course is, it's basically 2 years. You're committing to go with us each quarter. And Deacon.
Eight quarters total. Okay.
And we teach, equip, and activate. It's a really simple platform. It's for Catholics and non-Catholics, but what people who aren't Catholic need to know is that we do draw from the richness of our Catholic faith.
Yes.
And we are pulling from charismatic and traditional teachings.
Yes.
We provide a very balanced approach, I think. So our charismatic friends are like kind of surprised that they're getting so much traditionalism. And then our traditional friends who come in are very surprised at how open they are to the charisms after we teach and instruct.
Charisms, can you name a couple so people know what you're talking about?
Prophecy, hearing God is huge. We do that in the second quarter, first quarter. I'm getting my quarters confused.
That's okay.
Second.
Things like healing ministry, prophecy,
healing.
Praying in tongues, word of knowledge, words that are familiar to those that have been in the charismatic renewal.
Absolutely. But I think even more is the way that Encounter produces or gives you the pedagogy. That's that big word of just the way they give it to you really lays a solid foundation for kind of opening up and renewing the mind to accept these things that maybe you didn't have an understanding of before.
One of the things you do is very Protestant. When someone's giving a talk, you give us a pre-printed note page that has basic headings so you can make simple notes and still keep following, not have to go crazy trying to write notes. Very Protestant, very effective, very powerful.
I don't know. I mean, do they get to claim that, or is that just a good teaching tool? I don't know.
Okay.
But still, whatever. I get you. No, it's good. It's a good point. We're not there to overwhelm, but right. it is presented as an evening class that's on a collegiate level. So we do let our students know, you know, you're coming in, it's going to be intense, but it's going to transform you.
Yeah.
It's going to renew your mind and strengthen your faith. And so it's usually... In our particular campus location, we have classes on Monday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. at the cathedral here at St. Ignatius in Palm Beach Gardens.
Yes.
And we do just meet the one night a week. So it's not like every night. So for our students who have to drive, that commitment, like think about it, it's like one night a week to be present with your brothers and sisters in Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit in those activations, you know, in person.
Okay, now I'm going to just fast forward a little bit because I'm watching the time. This is every Monday night, but not during the summer. And
not
it's 2 years in duration. And the other thing I wanted to say was, what was the other thing I wanted to say? It'll come back.
We do offer an opportunity for our students to minister. So we teach, equip, and activate because our end goal is not just to throw a bunch of preaching and teaching at you. The goal of Encounter is to equip disciples to go out and change their sphere of influence. So you may be thinking, well, I don't have a ministry, so I don't need this. Well, it's really not for people who have big name ministries. It is, but it's also for a mom who's just like, how do I influence my family towards Christ? How do I institute these Catholic, you know, demonstrations of my faith? Maybe it's for someone at work who struggles with coworkers. How do I evangelize my faith? And certainly we'd love our deacons and priests to become more involved. And you'll see as a main ministry, there's actually quite a lot of bishops and clergy who are involved in Encounter ministries. So we're hoping that somehow we can partner with the seminary a little bit more and our priests in the diocese and just get the word out because, you know, we consider ourselves to be a service to our pastors, especially because of the influence of the charismatic before and just some of the dangers that we may experience in not knowing fully what our faith teaches about the Holy Spirit. We want them to know that we're here as like a tool and a resource for them. So when our students come to pray at your healing night, you can trust that what they've learned is solid Catholic teaching. And you can trust, like, if your ministry leader is an Encounter student, this person knows how to not only lead ministry properly, but, you know, is there to partner with you and the mission of your parish. So we're not looking to create, like, a new community. We're trying to come into the community that exists and strengthen the community, the bonds between parishes, the bonds with the bishop, and the bonds just between our students, which is something, again, you have to do this in person. Come and get to know who is another Encounter student and create those connections. And those are best done in person.
Kim, tell us the website. Where can people get information? And I also, what I wanted to mention before was that you've already done 1 year of teaching.
We have.
You're starting year two, but people can also start year one.
Yes.
And it's going to begin on August 29th.
Our school orientation is August
29th.
But the first day of class is September 12th.
Okay, so if people are interested, they should try to be here for the one on the 29th.
They should, but it's okay. We have people who do register late and they come through. As long as you're with us, I would say about halfway through the first quarter, you shouldn't have a problem catching up.
Okay.
So if you want to apply before September, the end of September, I would say you're fine.
Okay.
We do accept registrations through that. And you can go to encounterschool.org/Palm Beach.
So you have to name the campus where you're going to register.
Right. And there's an application button and it will take you to Palm Beach. But if that's not the campus that's near you, it will still, encounterschool.org has a satellite button that you can click on and it'll show you all the locations.
The campuses. And tell us about the cost. What's the cost?
The cost is approximately $900 for the year.
Okay.
And I think we broke it down. It's like $250 a quarter if you want to do it where you pay
Can
quarterly?
You pay just one quarter at a time?
You
see
can.
If you like it. You know, if you don't
you
like
can.
It, you don't want to continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you will like it, of course.
Most people commit. I mean, once you're in, especially after the first quarter, it's good. You're ready to keep going. But we equate it to, like, you're going to spend $30 going to a movie or
that's
renting
the truth.
A Disney Plus or, you know, like a dinner for one in Palm Beach County.
Especially if you like wine, you know.
So, you know, it may seem like a big chunk in the beginning, but when you look at it in terms of I'm investing in influencing my family, and if I'm going to entertain them for $30 on the world's food, I could probably take what I learn and give them even more food. Like, talk about multiplying the loaves and fishes.
Yeah,
like, you're
going
to have a greater return on your investment to do the class on this one night a week than to go, you know, spend it on something for entertainment.
You said loaves and fishes. It just brought to mind, my husband used to teach that the Holy Spirit in your life is like the water in a fish's life.
Yeah, that's good.
Think about what that means. You know, it's mm-hmm. everything to you. It's your life. It's your breath. It holds you up. It's where you want to live. Yeah. Praise God.
And I think the biggest reward for me as a director has just been watching our students from the first year really bloom and grow, like hearing their witness statements and how the school affected them, and how they feel like less apprehensive about sharing the Lord mm-hmm. with others and being prophetic encouragers at all moments of the day. It's just, to me, that's the reward, because it is transformative. This isn't just a class and your student goes off and you never see them again. Like, you know that you're sending out disciples that are transforming the world.
And what a time for that to be happening, with our world caving in with secularism and anti-Christian bigotry everywhere around us. What a time for the Lord to be moving this to happen in Palm Beach Gardens. Now, you said it's, give us the website again, Kim.
It's encounterschool.org/Palm Beach.
Okay.
Or if you need to look to see if there's a campus near you or a loved one, just go to encounterschool.org.
Okay.
And click on satellite campuses.
I think you are awesome that you are making this happen for other people with everything else you're doing. I believe that this is a future saint. What do you think, Deacon Pete?
There is no question.
Maybe she's already a saint. Maybe she's already a saint.
She is.
A saint about to give birth for the fourth time. Praise God.
I tell her that all the time. She's a dynamic speaker. And what's the most special thing about her is that everything comes from her heart.
Beautiful.
And it's all about love with her.
Thank you. Thank both of you for coming and sharing about this. I'm so excited about Encounter, and I'm so hoping I can figure out a way to partake myself, even if not this year, maybe next year. But Deacon Pete, would you be willing to give us your blessing
yes.
as we close
yes.
this session and bring people's hearts and minds back to the Holy Spirit and what they're going to do next
yes.
about Encounter?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit upon all of us, all of the listeners, all of us here, Lord. Lord, I ask that you rain down your fire upon us. Allow us to feel that wonderful presence of yours, Lord. Allow us to be the servants of your will. Allow us to be part of your army, that we may spread the good news, the gospel, Lord. Come, rain down upon us. Fill us with that wonderful spirit of yours, Lord. Lead us, Lord. Remove all obstacles from us. And, Lord, just rain down upon us, Lord. Rain down upon us. Fill us with your spirit. And we ask all of this in the name of your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, you know what I think, people? I think we need a theme song. Is there a theme song for Encounter? I mean, Curcio has a theme song. Perhaps we should contact the people way up there in Ann Arbor area and ask them to get a theme song written. Wouldn't that be awesome? All right. This is Carolyn Dean. You've been listening to Living Catholic on Divine Mercy Radio, WDMC 920. Have a great godly day and get in touch with Encounter. You'll be glad you did. God bless.